In today's episode, we discuss Mariah being shady, Justin Lance Black versus Sam Smith, Zayn's problematic typography, Kim's latest nude selfie drama, and we take a quiz to find out who we are more like between Tyler and Corey. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Mariah, hey. One autograph. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
You look so amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet.
What do you think about people still referencing I don't know her all these years later?
I still don't know her.
His reaction is my reaction.
That's a reach.
What's a reach?
Are we just going to dive right in?
Oh, let's just dive right in. Now, speaking of reach, do you use the hand up emoji of that girl with her hand up?
No. Sometimes when I want to volunteer as tribute.
Oh, when you're saying me.
I volunteer as tribute.
I use it as if somebody's really trying hard, if they're reaching, I'll reply with that. I'm like, girl, that's
I can
reach.
Think of a friend of yours that I would probably reply with that a lot too.
A friend of mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least it's not me.
Not a friend of mine.
Back to Mariah. Now, if you
I feel like we need a little jingle or a cowbell whenever we're going to dive right into topicalness.
Jangle. I think it should just be a soundbite of, I don't know her.
That should be our way to kick it off.
For the people that don't know the origin of that.
Oh, my God.
I think you need to.
That's a very odd
way
to
start
the podcast.
Can you give them a journey? Can you take them down that road?
I found this clip.
Oh.
Of.
Oh, you found. No, I'm talking about the original.
Oh, my God. You have to give it all this back context.
Okay. I'm just thinking about
Celine's
Mariah's back now. No, her back. Mariah's back. What's Mariah's back like, do you think?
So years and years and years,
years
ago.
I read recently that it was 15
that Mariah
years ago.
Carey 15 claimed
years.
She didn't know who J-Lo was. And it's still people talk about it to this day.
It's a very iconic gif of her shaking her head and smiling and going, I don't know her.
Right. I use it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But
anytime you don't
apparently
know her.
Breaking news, J-Lo, Mariah still doesn't know who J-Lo is.
Do you think that's
but I mean, did you hear him?
He
didn't say, what are your thoughts on J-Lo? He said, what are your thoughts on people bringing up your I don't know her clip?
Well, I love that she still doesn't know her.
I don't even trust that Mariah knows what he was talking about.
She's referencing that she doesn't know anything about anything.
She's
right now.
Referencing, girl, I don't know anything about anything.
She was saying she doesn't know her being Mariah. Right.
So now they're just running with it. Mariah Carey still doesn't know who J-Lo is.
Oh, poor J-Lo. I did love The Boy Next Door. Do you think Mariah saw that? And now does she
Who
know
is that her? Hot guy in that?
Hot.
Yeah, Ryan something, I
something
think.
Something hot. Well, you know what? I guess I'll pray for them both. Do they both have a residency right now in Vegas?
Yeah. And
do you
J-Lo
think
said.
Drama? Poor Brittany caught in the middle.
Brittany's doing her own thing. Did
Brittany's
you
killing
see
it. The, all the videos of her dancing now?
She's
so good now.
What was the? No. Brittany posted something on Instagram the other day of her up against these rocks on the beach, dipping and grinding and just living.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Oh.
For no reason. It has no caption.
Didn't see it. No. But I really
it says
do,
Happy Friday.
I like Britney's Instagram because it's all pictures of Albert Einstein and her saying what an icon. As if
she just Britney, steals things from other
it.
People. She's the new fat Jewish, to be honest.
Whoa. How dare. No, Britney's iconic. Let her live. I would love to do a video
she
with
just,
Britney.
She just posts
I want to do a video with Britney.
All these memes. Put it out there.
You know what? Did you ever see the video? I reblogged it. It's this gay in a mid-drift cutoff.
So you?
No.
So you during college?
No. In white pants.
Oh, my God.
Literally me.
Oh, my God. You're really not helping.
He's on
yourself.
A dock.
You're right. You've never been on a
dock. I've never docked. gotta go.
Ma'am.
No. He's on a dock, and he's doing the
pull it together.
Pull it?
In those
pull
heels,
it.
Eddie. Pull it together in those heels. So tell me more about this gay in his crop top and his white.
No, he's doing the routine from the Sometimes video.
Okay.
And it's so good. I'll have to send it to you. I reblogged it. It's weatherly.tumblr.com.
I don't follow you on Tumblr.
It's a great Tumblr.
I don't even tumble.
Oh.
Since being back from the race,
have
I really
you ever tumbled?
Yeah.
Gone to a gymnasium?
No. Oh. It's a gymnasium.
Carl, you're making me gymnasiousium.
Puke it up, throw it out.
Oh.
Reference or don't reference it.
Unafraid to reference or not reference. To
be yourself, my spirit animal. Vomit it, spit it on a stick, throw it.
But above all, she's a really good fucking person.
Yeah. So, what other topical things do you want to talk about? See, now you've distracted me because I'm on Tumblr. And
yeah,
I'm watching
what are you
this,
doing right now?
I'm watching this video of a cat slapping a woman's hand.
Come back to me. Once we did an episode where I didn't even have my laptop because it broke, and we were so focused. And I mean, I was so focused. So, get off your cat. Have you ever... How do cats have sex?
Haven't you ever Googled a cat's penis?
Oh my god, no. Have you?
No, me either.
Don't lie to me.
I hear it's like spiked.
No.
It's prickly.
No, so is mine. It's not.
You're going to make me throw up and reference and not reference it.
Unafraid.
Spit it on a blender. Heart in a blender.
Speaking of, who sings that?
Yeah.
Heart in a blender. Watch it surrender.
Yep.
Watch it spin around. Yep. To a beautiful... That was on Now like 41.
No, girl, I mean, maybe like now.
Now four.
Six at best.
I was really into Now back in those days.
And now?
I would get... And now?
Are you?
Not so much.
Yeah.
I like... Now that's what I call like Christian bops. Or like... Hey, ooh.
Now that's what I call good old Christian music.
Speaking
you heard
of
it here first.
Everything that we're talking about, did you see
that's
my queen?
New favorite transition I've ever heard. Speaking of all the things we're talking about,
Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I've interviewed her twice,
Zendaya.
And I still don't know if it's Zendaya or Zendaya. Not because I haven't been told, but because my brain starts to trick me.
Yeah,
you know when you're like overthinking a word. Nonetheless, she's going to be in the new Spider-Man. Do we care? Do we need a new Spider-Man?
Why the heck is there another new Spider-Man?
Another reboot.
No.
I'm happy.
Let Tobey Maguire have it.
Oh,
was he a Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was. I don't know if he was my favorite Spider-Man. My favorite was, who's that hot guy?
Ryan Reynolds.
Was he ever Spider-Man?
No.
No.
You liked the one who dated Emma Stone.
Yes.
I don't know his real name.
Hot.
I didn't. I only watched the first one he was in. You know what I finally did see? Speaking of everything.
Who? Speaking of everything we're talking about.
Deadpool.
Oh, did you like it?
I went and saw it. So is he like an X-Man?
So. The Marvel Universe includes X-Men and Galaxy People and
Avengers. Deadpool. However, I was much more interested in X-Men. I guess that's my ride
or die. I liked them saying... That they didn't have the budget for other X-Men. I liked them being so in on the joke of Marvel movies.
Yeah, it was funny. And like, it was funny when he was like, we're going back to the mansion. And Ryan Reynolds was like, well, which one are we going to see? Patrick Stewart or...
That was funny. He's like, I don't know where this lands in the chronological. I thought it was a really good movie. I saw it twice. Did you like his full frontal?
I mean, it was very...
Whoa.
We'll cut that out.
Jesus Christ.
Ask me.
Wait, can we include everything about what just happened except Corey's exact response? And then you guys guess what Corey's response to me asking if he likes his full frontal was. What's the hashtag for guessing? Corey's full frontal.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think Corey said.
That's a wonderful thing to get trending.
Yeah, so let us know what you thought Corey said.
I said I love Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you know, when I heard that there was going to be full frontal, I got so giddy excited.
Yeah.
And then it was
so hot in that movie.
Oh, my God. He was like...
And then, like, when they were having... I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for anyone, but also not too sorry because it's
just
been
out for
a long time.
Just skip ahead 15 seconds so you can do that on your iPhone.
I think...
You got 15 seconds. Go.
I mean, I loved all the, like, sex that he was having with that girl. It was very hot.
Oh, my God. Him getting fucked? Jesus Christ.
I just will always look at Ryan Reynolds with his body looking like that and his shirt off.
Okay, we're back from the 15 seconds.
He had body, yada, 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 yada.
You really missed the spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Ryan Reynolds is hot.
Yeah, I think that's all we said.
That lucky, lucky girl from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Is that who he's dating?
Blake Lively.
Sister Pants woman?
Now, do you know the people that he's dated?
No. Wait, who? In what way?
Ryan Reynolds.
Didn't he date...
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I knew that.
I guess I just don't understand some relationships. She also dated the guy from Fuller House.
Isn't that ironic?
I rolled my eyes.
What's your favorite Alanis song? Do you have one?
I like the one, what's the video where it's like the four perspectives of the car? You and I should just recreate that on like a, I think that's ironic.
I don't think I've ever seen that video.
Are you like a fake fan? Should I make a power
I don't think
hour?
I've ever seen any Alanis music videos, actually.
What?
I love Hand in My Pocket.
No, I was right. It's ironic. It's like a video. It's like her in a car and it's shot from like the driver's seat, the passenger seat, and the two back seats. And it's like her playing four characters.
Oh, fun.
I love it.
Quirky.
We'll redo it.
I'm sure I'll have an appreciation for it.
Now, how do you feel about the kids tweeting that it's time for another chicken nugget challenge?
Oh, fuck that.
Right. So, that's my
who the fuck
reply to all of them.
Did y'all not tune in last year?
I just don't know how to screen cap the final chicken nugget challenge and just send that reply.
Final
back.
Is literally in all caps. You know what's not in all caps? This, oh my God, transition of a lifetime.
What?
Zane's track list. Uppercase, lowercase, uppercase, lowercase. Do you think this is problematic? Let's take it to the problem attic.
Now, do you want to tell people about the problem attic?
No.
Because
they don't need to know about our second home.
Because you are problematic. So.
Corey just went to take a sip of his drink and he missed his mouth with his straw. That's problematic.
You know what I think is awful?
Oh, you are, Corey, you know what you looked like?
I got a rant.
No, I'm still insane. You know what you just looked like?
What?
Track 6. Lowercase
flower,
lowercase D, uppercase R, lowercase U, uppercase N, lowercase K.
He has a title. He has an album song called Drunk.
It's not just drunk. It's uppercase, lowercase, uppercase.
You know what really burns my britches?
Tell me about your britches.
Those videos of like things being like things you've been doing wrong your whole life. And then they like
I hate your spin.
And then they spin around like soda can top and like dip a straw in there as if anyone in this fucking world drinks
soda
from a can with a straw.
Life hacks you missed out on.
Right. They try to tell me I'm living my life wrong.
You know what?
That makes me furious.
I did that once, actually.
Don't tell me I'm living my... You've drank soda from a can with a straw?
And I regretted it.
Were you 4?
I was an idiot. I hated it because it gets too fizzy.
Now, if any of you listeners are offended... That I said you're dumb for drinking soda out
oh
of a
my
can
God.
With a
I
straw.
Hope they are.
Then
I hope
you
they,
should realize how
they,
dumb you are.
I hope they just rot.
I mean, well, if they're drinking soda, they're probably gonna. Because it's like battery
That's
acid.
That's like drinking a beer with a straw.
Right?
Would you ever?
Sometimes.
You'd have to be lowercase D, uppercase R, etc.
I'd have to be hashtag Ermission. Ermission?
Ermission.
Ermission. Hashtag Ermission flower.
Hot and fresh out of the... Wait, what song is that?
That's...
Is that R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
Oh, no. Get me out of that.
Have you ever been in that?
No, I would rather
Do you need to undock?
No. Stretch out. Speaking of everything we're currently talking about, Little People, Big World, you know the hot one, the hot guy.
Yeah.
The son. Uh-huh. You know how he got married? I think we watched that together.
Two of the
wedding special.
I think both of the brothers are married. The two older brothers. Are there 4 kids?
We were on The Amazing Race, I think, at the time when they aired that.
Yeah.
Internationally. Yeah. Wherever we were in the world. We were stuck in a hotel for a minute.
We watched a marathon of Little People, Big World.
Anyway, this hot guy, Jeremy, and his wife, they just launched a new website and a YouTube channel. They're
becoming
YouTubers.
What's their last name?
Roloff?
Okay.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But it's encouraging something called covenant marriages. And it's exactly what you would imagine. Just like, you know, straight people doing the most, hating gay people, etc.
No.
But like, and they have blog posts and, you know, whatever. And they've got one where it's like, where she's doing a blog post about how women should never say no to sex and they should always submit to their husbands and
what?
Just blah, 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 blah.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
That's
straight people.
I guess I don't
Not
like
all
it.
Straight people. Not all straight people.
I went
Hashtag
to,
not all straight people.
I went to his Twitter.
Yep.
And he's got
He's hot.
He's got his the cover layout, whatever, Twitter.
Yeah.
He had quite the groomsmen at his wedding. I mean, like, there's like 13 of them.
Oh, shit.
That's a big party. How do you afford that?
I don't know.
How big's your wedding party going to be?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe like a few people. I don't want a big production. And don't you think...
You said you would sell your wedding to people.
Magazine? Or like humans.
You're like, what's the budget?
I think I would. Why not? So if they want to cover it.
Small, intimate wedding covered by people.
No, I mean the wedding party. I don't need like 40 people in the wedding party. Plus, I would hope that whoever I'm marrying... Well, I don't know. I used to think this. Now that I'm thinking it through again, I'm like, maybe I don't wish this.
I love it.
But like, I used to think maybe by the time we're getting married, all of our friends should overlap so much because like we're part of each other's lives that we don't have sides in the same way a lot of people don't have sides, like, you know, groom side or bride side for the like wedding, like the guests. I've always thought that I wouldn't have sides for like the wedding party because we would all have overlapping friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to have sides.
For your guests or for your wedding party?
Oh, for the wedding party.
For the wedding party, don't you think, like, if you're dating somebody for, like, 10 years before you marry them,
yeah.
I don't know, this is just a number, don't you think your wedding parties would kind of overlap? Because, like, hopefully your best friends would also
Fine,
be best friends
Fine, I will
friends
stand
with your
on your husband's side.
You're not invited.
You're but there, people is.
No, you're there. You're going to be serving food. You're gonna
oh
going
God.
To be going table
or
to table.
Hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. Picking a blanket.
Oh, my God. I just had the worst ear.
Waffle
ear.
Fry nacho.
Are you familiar with, oh, my God, my wedding is going to be the best fucking food.
Yeah.
Garbage
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls. Bagel bites.
I'm like, would you like a pizza roll stuffed in a taquito?
Oh, my God. Corey, working at my wedding. No, I just had the worst hors d'oeuvre. It was called foie gras.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, I've had it.
Geese liver.
I think it's duck liver, but...
What a fool I was.
Yeah.
They say they brought it over. They said, compliments of the chef. I said, Henny, is that a mushroom or a meat? She goes, it's foie gras. I go, what is it?
You know, that's like expensive.
Foie gras. It was expensive.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I am uncultured.
You don't even know what foie gras was.
Well, I stuffed it in some bread, and it was not for me.
Tell me more about when you were dining alone.
No, my dad was with me, and he was going through it about the foie gras.
Was it like a comped meal, or did you just have some foie gras?
My sister was also there. It was mortifying for us Michigan people. We don't got foie gras. We don't got it.
Frigwager.
And Lisa told me that it's illegal in California.
What?
I felt scandalous. This was in New York at the time.
I was like, I had it in Hawaii.
Oh, well. Oh, so she's ritzy in Hawaii.
But you know what you can't do in Hawaii?
What?
Touch a sea turtle.
Oh, my God.
If
I
had
told
one more person tell me, $5,000 if you touch that sea turtle.
I saw a very sad video.
I said, prove
pulling.
It. I'm kidding. I didn't touch the sea turtle.
I hope you wouldn't.
They're endangered.
I love the turtle emoji. No, I saw a very sad video of somebody pulling a straw out of a sea turtle's nose.
I don't like that.
Blood everywhere.
No.
I was like, and they were all like, this is why Americans, this is why humans should be put out. Because we stuff the turtles with...
I mean,
straws.
They didn't intentionally do it. They were a litter bug, which is awful.
No straws in my turtle.
You know
no
how
straws
mad
in my
I get
can
when
of
I
soda.
See people littering?
What?
I said, you know how mad I get when I see people littering?
Do you,
I get like road rage.
I guess if I were to see somebody throwing something outside of their car,
I'm driving and people throw stuff out their car window, I want to like ram them.
Do you feel the same way
makes
about
makes me
people...
wish I was driving a tank.
Okay, well, I hope you don't. You seem angry.
I should get a tank.
Oh, she should.
Yes, for my birthday.
How do you feel about people just throwing their cigarettes on the ground?
That literally,
I hate it.
I want to follow them home.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to get a big old dumpster and fill it with cigarette butts, and then I want to follow them home and dump it on their front yard.
And then
put a sign that says,
I
wanna, pick up after your gross self, you litter bug. A squirrel's going to eat that.
You know what I want to fucking do to them?
And then squirrels are going to be...
Strap them down.
Squirrels are going to be addicted to cigarettes.
Strap them down. Stuff them to the brim.
With what?
Frog rock.
Okay.
And fucking then, make them suffer. fucking filth.
Some people really like it.
What? Foie gras?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Also, people who don't pick up dog poop.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to strap them down.
Yeah. The people
stuff
who.
Stuff them with poop.
All the people who, like, live in your fucking neighborhood don't pick up the dog shit.
Put a straw up their nose.
Anytime I have to park down the street from your house and walk over, I'm like, it's just littered with shit everywhere.
Thank you. It's not the people with the dogs. It's me.
It's
Daddy
you.
Had to make.
And Daddy didn't want to flush? Or like what?
I'm all out of teepee.
So you, you told me the last time you were out of
you know
teepee, you just
dogs?
Shit in the shower.
No, I didn't just shit in the shower. How dare you? You know those dogs that,
okay, I made that,
that wipe their ass on the grass?
Yes.
That one move
that
they
was
do?
You.
Would you ever?
That was you.
When you were a
star of
The Revenant.
Survivor.
I was very curious about the pooping situation in The Revenant.
What do you mean?
Well, they never showed anybody pooping.
They pooped outside.
People ask us, on how'd you poop on the race? Have you seen those tweets?
No.
Yeah. Bitch, I did it.
I'm like, each episode's about 4 hours worth of like filming when you're out doing the tasks and stuff.
There was only one moment when we had to use anywhere without a toilet.
You shit in the hotel sink?
No, do you not remember when it was a hole?
I feel like you can't say that.
Why?
It's like spoilery.
There could be holes in Colombia.
True, 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 true.
There could have been holes in Mexico City.
There could have been holes at LAX. There were not holes in Geneva.
That town
was expensive.
I shit in a hole in LAX.
You did?
In the first five minutes of the episode.
In Mother's Room. I can't believe this is the Poop Queens edition.
Oh, God. I hate
you and your potty humor that
I
you
know.
Love.
I have no
your
potty
bathroom humor.
Humor. I'm going to take your nose and put a straw up it and pour soda in.
Did you see the new preview for Finding Dory?
No. Is there a turtle with a straw?
No, but it made me think of it.
What? How do you feel about Dory?
Turtles.
Are we back to the turtle episode?
Oh, God, no. I'm trying to talk about Finding Dory.
Okay. Speaking
are you
going to
see it?
We're talking about.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh. Like a Disney cartoon?
Yeah. Live action Disney movie.
Oh. Cinderella. No. I really did. Well, if I were live action, I would say Enchanted.
Well, duh. That's like the best of both worlds.
I would say.
You know what really burns my britches?
Princess and the Frog.
I lost the case that my Enchanted goes in, so now it's just like a loose DVD,
and it
really stresses me out.
Maybe that's what I'll get you for your life.
And you know I was converting all my DVDs to digital.
You are the daddest dad.
And, oh my God, I'm going to have so much space in my apartment when I get rid of all my old DVDs.
Do you want
any of those?
No. Speaking of converting DVDs to digital, you know who is getting
that digital get
that
down.
That digital get down.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Is she getting that digital
Chloe
get down?
Chloe Grace Moretz and Bette Midler and that one guy, Piers Morgan. She posted a picture.
What part of No Kardashians in 2016?
I just feel like.
Don't you understand?
All she did was post a picture with black bars over her boobs and everywhere that was like anywhere she wanted to put her bars. But it's like, it's literally the same as a bikini. Who cares?
The saddest thing about it is that she posted it and it's from a year ago and she didn't even TBT. She acting like it's brand new footage.
Well,
she replied to someone. That's from a year ago when I had my blonde moment.
You want me to blow your mind right now?
Yeah.
Every picture is a TBT.
Whoa.
If you think about it.
Unless you're on live picture taking.
Periscope? She didn't Periscope her nude.
It wasn't going to give them the promo.
I say good for her for living her dream and being body positive. Fuck anybody that's all like trying to police other people's bodies. That's my official stance. We can move on.
No, if you don't want to move on. I'm happy.
Do you got something to say?
I'm happy to talk about like.
Oh, for somebody who doesn't want to talk about Kim Kardashian, she sure should have something to say in her heels.
Her
honey.
Like
in her heels, honey.
I mean, she had some good comebacks.
I did like the drags,
but like she added in like hashtags that were unnecessary. When you were just so close to being there, and then you add hashtag for
gunkle,
for,
hashtag gunkle,
hashtag for research.
Mm.
Yeah. She said to Piers Morgan, never offer to buy a married woman clothes. That's on some Ashley Madison type shit. Hashtag for research.
Yeah, she didn't need the hashtag. She was there. She was there.
I mean, she wasn't quite there. It still was a little bit Katy Perry tried to come for Taylor.
She could have used, comma, Henny with the two eyeballs
yeah.
looking. That's yeah. all she needed.
Yeah. And she said to Bette Midler, I don't really want to bring up how you sent me a gift a while back trying to be fake friend, then you come at me, hashtag deja vu. Why is that a deja vu? She's having a flashback?
I do like her clapbacks. I'm here for them. Especially when I think she's in the right. She is, and I do think she's in the right. She's allowed to post whatever she wants. Literally, who cares?
But are
cares?
You going to use this video of her drinking tea that she tweeted?
It was a Kimoji.
Oh.
That's one of... My favorite part of all of this was
that
she interspliced her...
Are you going to make Kimojis?
Maybe. She interspliced her drags with Kimojis. I'm like, yes.
Very on brand.
Yeah. I loved it.
Very, very on brand. Why when I shade people, I'm like, you should hear what I said about you on Psychobabble. And then I link it.
Oh, my God. We should. Hey, if you're listening, tweet at any celebrity. Doesn't really even matter who. And say, oh, my God, Corey and Tyler talked about you in this week's episode.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to listen to 30 minutes of this. And then they'll find us saying this. And then they'll be like, oh, that Corey and Tyler.
Speaking of things we're talking about. Did you take that quiz on... Who are you, more like Tyler or Corey?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, did you?
You're a bad friend.
I saw it on the front page of BuzzFeed.
And their, like, community page. It wasn't the real one.
No, literally the front page of BuzzFeed.
What?
Because enough people were taking it.
What?
Yeah.
I'm famous.
No, and now I just went to... It's not on the front page anymore. This was yesterday.
Oh, so you're caught in your web of lies again.
But I just went to the quizzes page, and there it is. Are you more like Tyler Oakley or Corey Cool? Okay, I'm
thank
a,
God
I take
they
this?
Spelled my name right.
I feel like this is one of those quizzes where it's like, you know exactly what each answer is going to get you as a result. Lady Gaga or Katy Perry? I wonder which selection will give me Tyler Oakley. I wonder.
I know.
Okay. Well, Lady Gaga, okay.
I mean,
choose a chip flavor. Cool Ranch Doritos or Ruffles?
I mean, but here's the thing.
I wonder, which one's me?
Here's the thing.
What?
I mean, if I'm going to have a regular potato chip, I do enjoy a Ruffle, but I think I like regular potato chips.
Are you kidding? Ruffles are my favorite. Whoa, are we disagreeing with the quiz that's quintessentially
I mean,
us?
Someone who thinks they know me.
Who do you think? Who said?
And I mean, they said pick a chip flavor with a U. So.
Janine made this. Janine.
I mean, I would go.
We need
with,
to have a sit down.
I would go with the Ruffles because in this instance, I'm not going to get that sick Dorito dust on my fingers.
Honestly, the Dorito dust is everything.
Yeah,
coat that throat. But if I were to pick a basic chip, Ruffle is my favorite. And if they were to have the dip, I think I would go with the Ruffle and the dip more than the Cool Ranch Dorito.
I do declare. I guess I was, and then I was reading this quiz and just assuming that they always put the Tyler Oakley option first. But I guess I was really confused about would you rather live in?
Yeah, so Los Angeles or San Francisco? I think both of us would say San Francisco.
Right.
So I'm going to say San Francisco.
I mean, I was worried that I wasn't going to get me.
Now, glasses or no glasses?
Well, fuck.
Is this for who you want to fuck or who you want to be? Either way, I don't think. Would you say glasses ever?
I said no glasses.
Why do you hate visionary problems?
I mean, how do you make out with someone with glasses on?
How do you? Let me tell you.
I don't want to.
It's difficult.
Please don't show me.
And then, oh my God.
Please stay over there.
And
sit back down.
And then when you're both wearing glasses,
quit rubbing your tongue.
It's literally like clink, 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 clink. And I'm like.
That sounds like it's going to explode in your eye and you're going to die.
And then I'm like, okay, should I take off my glasses or should you take yours? Should we both take them off? If I do, I'm going to put them next to the bed. Please don't step on them when you get up.
And well, in this like, said, would you rather eat 60 chicken nuggets or cut your hair in the honor of Britney Spears?
Hold on. I'm not there yet. No. Am I glasses or no glasses? Is this asking me what my preference is? Because I've got my preferences.
But you're going to get me on this quiz. But just answer
however
you want.
I'm going to say glasses. These glasses are cute, the ones that they put on the quiz. Would you rather eat 60 chicken nuggets or cut your hair in honor of Britney Spears?
First thing I was worried about was that they weren't going to spell Britney right because for some reason people still don't to this day, but thank God they did.
So
I said I'd rather cut my hair in honor of Britney Spears.
Yeah, same. Wait, I don't know who I'm going to get. Do they think I would rather eat 60 chicken nuggets? Never in my life. You heard. That's the final one.
No, Twitter or Instagram.
Oh, my God. No, I'm saying that was the final chicken nugget.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, which one's you? I guess you're Instagram.
No, I thought I was Twitter.
I think I'm Twitter.
I think I'm Twitter.
I'm Twitter.
No, I always tell people my favorite social media site is Twitter.
I've never even... Instagram's... No offense, Instagram, but you're not even in my top 10.
Pick your buttons.
I'm going to say Twitter. What a thrill. It gave me my result. I got... You're more like Tyler Oakley.
Oh, thank God.
You're super outgoing and love to meet new people. You're a leader at heart and you give your all in everything you do. Keep it up because you're killing it. Heart.
Well,
that's really nice. Thank
you. Surprisingly, I'm more like Corey Cool.
Oh my God.
I'm quirky. And I like to be
quirky.
Yeah.
You?
Quirky.
And I because like. Because you didn't pick glasses?
And I like to be low key. But everyone in my life knows how hilarious and hardworking I am.
Now, if you didn't.
You
know,
love to have a good time with your
going.
Closest okay. friends, but you're also open to making new ones. Your guilty pleasures include subtweeting about your latest crush, heart emoji.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The questions, I do not know if they correlate with the results.
Did you say correlate?
So this bitch loves...
Did you say correlate?
This bitch loves ruffles and no glasses, hence quirky?
Fucking quirky as fuck. You know what they say about anyone who loves a ruffle?
Quirks. I love to shave my head for Britney. Thus, I'm a leader.
I picked shave my head, too.
I guess, are we dragging Janine? Janine, thank you for the BuzzFeed quiz. You did a good job.
I'm like, wait, but she didn't put links to my Instagram, so like...
Did she link to mine? No. Well, I just...
I mean, I guess these people can Google me, but...
I like the people in the comments saying what they got.
Oh, I should go like anyone who said they got me.
Who's you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys go take the quiz and send us your results with...
Hashtag...
Tyler versus Corey.
Yeah.
BS. Tyler versus Corey.
Yes, I love it.
And send tweet us screenshots of your results. Final thing I need to even bring up, just because I thought it was so juicy. Dustin Lance Black.
Oh, my God.
Versus Sam Smith. Did you see the drama?
The sad thing is when you said Sam Smith, I thought you misspoke because I guess my brain's just always on Sam Hunt.
Oh, I wish we could just talk about Sam Hunt.
All right, let's get him in on the podcast.
He's so cute. Did you like his pink suit at the Oscars or at the Grammys?
I would call that a subtle rose.
I would say it's mauve.
Good to know. Nice. But as far as Sam Smith goes.
So, backstory in five words or less. Gaga lost. Sam offended Minnie.
There you go.
There you go.
Sam Smith won the Oscar for Best Original Song for
Beat Gaga.
Motion Picture.
And I thought that was fucked because it was immediately after Gaga performed and like had the moment of the night.
It was just tough because, I mean, I feel like Adele had just won for the last Bond movie and it just feels like they're always going to give it to whoever does the Bond song.
Because it's like a respect.
And I mean, and it worked in the same way like after Adele had done so well at the Grammys and then they... And then she did the Oscar song, or she did the song for that Bond and blah, blah, blah. It just seemed very following in the footsteps and very like a similar like formula to get Sam the Oscar. And I mean, it is well deserved and it's a good song.
It's the momentum.
But
they had the momentum.
When he got up there and then, I mean, I immediately just kind of cringed because I knew he was wrong right when he said he was like the first openly gay person to win an Oscar. I was just like,
oh,
please stop.
Because there's been decades and decades and decades
and
of creative people from all walks of life, like designers. I'm not just saying like actors and stuff, like, but like a lot of designers or set
and,
people or behind
and
the
I know
scenes.
He
like,
was
there's
like,
gotta be openly gay people.
I know he was excited and nervous and that's probably like, I can't even imagine what it would be like to go up in front of all those peers and accept that and be so honored. But it's like, I think the thing that really got me was when he was saying that he like heard the quote from Ian McClellan, I think it was. And he said he heard the quote like a month ago. And I'm like, girl, you had a month to research this.
It is a quick Google search.
Like, everybody Googled it as
I
you
do feel
said
bad.
It.
You're right. Because it's like, it's supposed to be one of the best moments of your life and and for it to kind of be tainted now by a lot of like drama surrounding it. And then on top of it, it's like you go up there and you don't even think about what
you're saying. I'm sure you completely black out when you're up there.
Right. So I feel for him in some sense, but it was just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, he apologized and he had a little bit of like backlash afterward.
And
logging out of social media.
And then
I'm just like, if you're going to try to make an important statement like that on behalf of the like LGBTQ plus community, I just think it's so important because there are so many times that we don't have the opportunity to share our stories and to let our voices be heard that it's unfortunate that we have to be so like on and factual, but I mean, it's important.
I mean, it was a really, I think, a missed opportunity for him to literally just Google it, find three great examples that right, are diverse, yeah. go up, win it, which is great, and yeah. then say, I just want to thank these three people who really opened the door for me and paved the way for me to get to where I am now. I think he would have been praised to hell and back had he done that.
And maybe,
so it's just kind of like, I think we're allowed to hold people to a high standard. We're allowed to. And especially if they're going to be spokespeople in some capacity for a community that we are a part of, we can want them to be great.
Yeah. I think
knowledgeable about.
And I read somewhere.
If they want that to be part of their experience, which clearly he does because he said it on the stage. He brought it up. Yeah. So if you want to bring
and
it
I
up.
And I read somewhere that they were saying that he was really trying to say, like, in regards to, like, the acting role. And I'm like, that's a whole different story. And yes, that needs to change as well, but I was just the tough part for me was it wasn't like someone had just told him when he was walking up. He literally said, like, I read it a month ago.
And before we go,
Google is your friend, bing it.
Before we go, the only other part of the drama was when that night when that happened, Dustin Lance Black, who had won a couple years before, I think it was it a couple years before? It was recently. He had won an Oscar himself. And he tweeted, "Hey, at Sam Smith World, if you have no idea who I am, it may be time to stop texting my fiance. Here's a start," with a link to him accepting his Oscar. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like that's like, you don't need to put all that. I mean, yeah, drag if you want to drag. Yeah, be shady if you want to be shady. But like, girl, you're putting your own dirty laundry out there. Like, I don't know.
It made me question their relationship more than like anything.
If you feel like that, I don't know. You're putting yourself out there and your relationship out there. I think that says more about
I thought that too.
Then I don't know who's texting your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Change your number. Block your number.
I don't know. Everyone should change their number. Let's all stop texting. Never before have people been required to immediately answer to people via text. Yeah. Let's all stop having phones.
I wish.
Fuck that.
That's
and
what
emails.
I said. I'm like, can I go back on the race so I can just get rid of
Let's
my phone
go.
For another month?
Let's go.
It was a dream come
hey,
true.
Hey, P.S., before we go, since you mentioned the race, how can people tune into the race every week?
It's on a break right now because of March Madness, but you can watch the first five episodes, which we kind of dominate.
We were on if you don't even know, we were on The Amazing Race. It's a TV show. It's a race around the world for $1 million.
Yes, and there's starts with 11 teams. Every week somebody gets eliminated until there's just three teams racing. There's been five episodes. You can catch up on them. I'm sure there's links all over online. Just Google it, no matter what country you're in. If you're in the U.S., it should all be on CBS.com.
But or on demand
I'm
on your
sure
TV. But Google
a quick
it, you'll
Google,
find a way.
You'll find a way. I had to help my brother do it, and it's fairly easy. But
if you're in a random country and be like, ooh, how do I watch? Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
But yeah, tune in. You can watch the first five episodes. And we always tweet along with each new episode with hashtag Team Tyler and Corey. So even if you're catching up and watching it, I love seeing your thoughts as you watch the show, even even if it's not when we're watching and tweeting live. So.
I always stalk the hashtag, so tweet along with that. And tune in to new episodes on CBS every Friday at 8 p.m., except for this Friday.
It's for two.
It's the hiatus that they're doing. But anyway, yeah, every Friday, 8 p.m., CBS. And yeah, tweet along. We love you. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online everywhere at Corey Cool. It's KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Good luck with your lives.
We missed you already.
Bye.